So we're all set, despite the wettest February in Cheltenham history and the concerns over the coronavirus. It's all systems go, and it'll start at 1:30 here on Tuesday. 28 races over 4 days. The ground will be soft, with more rain forecast on Monday, but it may well dry out later in the week. And the Irish here en masse and determined to enjoy the 4 days and attack the bookmakers apart and put one over the English. And with Willie Mullins and Gordon Elliott heading numerically the two biggest battalions of runners over the 4 days, they have every chance of doing that. And many of them will be in the colours of J.P. McManus, the green and gold carried by such horses as Epatante, who runs in the Champion Hurdle on Tuesday, which looks one of the most open blue ribbons for a very long time, and Defi de Soy, whose match with Altior and Chacun Bossoir for Ireland is one of the races of the week in the Queen Mother Champion Chase on Wednesday. Yes, the Irish really do believe this will be another good year for them. And what about the Limerick-trained runners? Well, Ender Bolger again is to the fore, with four runners expected during the week, including two in Wednesday's cross-country race, a race that Bolger used to farm, but is getting tougher these days because lying in wait for his two runners, namely Josie's Orders and Yanworth, is a top-class French horse and a certain Tiger Roll, using the race as a build-up for his attempt at glory and a third Grand National at Aintree early next month. And Bolger is realistic.
Well, we haven't hit the bullseye for a while, but I think when Tiger Roll's around, you'd be happy enough to follow him around. You know?
There'll be millions wagered. There'll be 28 heroes crowned over the course of the 4 days, and packed grandstands will enjoy a thrilling spectacle. And now all everybody needs is a bit of luck.